What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command with another FAFO file. Ah, gentlemen, I truly enjoy this series. Oh, I love it when I see aggressive women get exactly what they're searching for. That's right. We have a generation of women nowadays who honestly believe that they can stand toe-to-toe against grown-ass men and try to impose their will on them. Yeah, these modern women have become far too aggressive, yet still firmly believing that men should still subscribe to the thought process of, I'm not going to hit a woman under any circumstances. No. Modern women, I need you to understand this clearly. Ass whoopings are rated E for everyone. You want to get aggressive with a man? You want to try to put hands on a man? You cannot fall back on the, oh, I'm a female card when you are the aggressor. Oh, no, ladies. No. You want to step into the world of a man? Guess what? You're going to be treated like a man. Like the great artist Hughes told that woman that he gave that old, so famous uppercut to. Yes, more and more men are no longer subscribing to the idea, or should I say, the programming of, I'm not going to hit a woman under any circumstances. Nope. More and more men are now subscribing to the equal rights, equal lefts mind state. And I find it wonderful. That's right, ladies. Whenever I see one of you get the shit knocked out of you for trying to buck up to a man, I sit back and I thoroughly enjoy it. Like in this article, which was published on the 15th of May. Man hits woman in ugly Cleveland Guardians fan fight. A tiff between Cleveland Guardians fan turned ugly on Saturday. Video taken during the Guardians win over the Angels at Progressive Field, posted by Instagram user blah 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 blah, shows a fight break out in the stands after a woman made a spitting gesture towards a man in a row ahead of her during an argument, while a man holding nachos tries to broker peace. Gentlemen, if you see something about to go down between a man and a woman, do not intervene. You have no clue what's going on. You have no idea what transpired between them. There have been far too many white knights who ended up in jail, in the hospital, or pushing up daisies for trying to intervene in a situation that they did not know about. You see something about to go down, the best thing you can do, move out of the way. A man in a red shirt and Chief Wahoo ball cap appeared to be arguing with two women behind him as he sat back down. Okay, at that point, he's trying to defuse the situation. He's trying to de-escalate. If he sat back down, that meant at that point, he was saying, you know what? It's not worth it. But if these bitches keep poking the bear, I'm gonna tee off on them. A comment by one woman led to the man getting back out of his seat. Then a woman in a red shirt made the spitting motion, though clear if the man was actually spat upon. Doesn't matter if she actually hit him. The fact of the matter is, she believed in her pea brain that she could do it. Whatever happened set the man off as he took two swipes at the woman in the red head, in the red shirt's head, hitting her on the second try before shoving her backwards, nearly sending her flying over her seat. Gentlemen, when you watch the video, that was fucking glorious. Once again, ladies, when you think you can stand up, when you can buck up to a grown-ass man, be prepared for what that man decides to do in retaliation. As that happened, the nachos fell and the man holding them started scrapping with the man in red whose shirt got torn during the fiasco. So, once again, the white knight who's trying to broker peace ended up scrapping with the guy because his nachos got knocked over. Never mind the fact that the two women behind him kept pushing and kept poking the bear. He should have turned around and joined the guy because it was because of those two women that his nachos fell. But once again, he's an old guy. Of course, he's still suffering from white knight syndrome. A Cleveland Police Department spokesperson told TMZ that everyone involved left the stadium without filing a report. Well, that's about all for the article. So, let me go ahead and give this man a FAFO score of 6. However, I'm going to have to go ahead and give him 2 extra points because since the old guy tried to be a white knight, he got them hands put on him as well. So let me go ahead and update that score to a FAFO score of 8. Oh, you modern women, you need to understand more and more men are no longer going to allow you to get physical with him. No, 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 no. See, when she spat on him or made the motion that she was going to spit on him, this man decided, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and introduce my membership to the Beat Abroad Nation as part of the Smack-A-Hole tribe. And he went in. Yes, ladies, more and more men are going to join the Beat Abroad Nation, especially nowadays. Remember, men and women are equal. Violence has no face. That's right, ladies. You want to get violent with today's men? Guess what? Today's men will have no problems returning said violence. I've always said this, and I'm going to keep saying this. Ladies, when you decide that you want to get physical with a man in a threatening way, you become a combatant. That's right. This whole idea of, well, men should never put hands on a woman no matter what. No, 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 no. In my humble opinion, only the worst of simps will keep spouting that nonsense. Well, I don't think men should put their hands on a woman no matter what. Fuck that nonsense. Men and women are quote unquote equal. Therefore, aggressive women should get equal treatment as an aggressive man. That's right. When women start getting their teeth knocked out of their mouth, guess what? They're going to start to fall back. They're going to learn that oh so painful lesson that all of us men have a silent contract between us have. You cross a line, you get the shit knocked out of you. It is what it is. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the article. Let me know what you guys think. Have you seen women get the absolute shit kicked out of them for trying to be aggressive with a man? What did you do in that scenario? I figure the guys over here listening to me are smart enough to say, you know what? I saw this going down and I stepped the hell back because I didn't want to put myself in that position. And ladies around the world, you modern women, you thoroughly need to understand this. The power you think you have via society, via simps, via white knights, that power is going out. Feminism and the idea that men are going to continue to subscribe to the thought process of I'll never hit a woman no matter what, that process is going out right along with it. Because trust and believe, ladies, modern women want to be aggressive to modern men. So guess what? More and more modern men are joining the Beat Abroad Nation under the banner of equal rights, equal lefts. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.